This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hearing that last story there, Gator, yesterday was another
day. Go Blackhawks.
Is that your... Your morphed old high school?
That's right.
Yep.
It was a blended high school. It's consolidation. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So do you take great pride in Blackhawk successes?
Sure.
Do you?
Yes. Absolutely.
Which building are they using?
Using my old high school.
Okay. Yeah,
they redid a big portion of it.
Okay.
I mean, it looks completely different inside. It's great.
Does it?
Yes, and they've rearranged the pool and the gym.
All right.
It's really well done. The radio station now is in the center of the building, and it's got all glass windows.
So everybody can see you?
Yeah, and you can see everybody, which is kind of cool. And they redid the theater. Everything's been kind of rearranged. It's really, great. State of the art.
It was another one of those days yesterday for any spring sport parents. I know there was lacrosse being played. I was at a high school baseball game, and we talked about this on Monday, and yeah, I know, but and I do believe this, like there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing decisions. And the amount of bundling up that I did yesterday was, I was ready to make an assault on Everest, but then the rains came.
But nobody wins when the rains come.
No, and you know, fifth, sixth, seventh inning, it's getting dark. It's raining and it turns to like wet snow and the kids are out there playing baseball. And I'm like, how are any of these pitchers throwing strikes? And I gotta tell you, it's just a big part of parenting. And I thought about yesterday, I'm like, okay, the igloo, you know, the igloo thing, those that we've talked about on the air. I'm like, it makes no sense for the Karsh family to purchase an igloo right now. Our youngest is a senior. The weather's going to be better in a month or weeks.
Days.
Purchasing the igloo now, we'll use it like once and then that's it. But I am so excited to see Kang purchase an igloo. I know he keeps saying, I'll sit in the car. There are too many fields out there, Kang, where you can't see the field from the parking lot.
Well, there's no need for an igloo when you go to a dance recital.
That's true.
All right, so where do I get these igloos?
Hey, going dancing, man.
We're going igloos over dancing.
I don't think so.
You know what I can do, Doug? Get a drone. Sit in my car.
Fly the drone and just watch from there?
Yeah.
That's a great idea. So the igloo things, let's see if I can find, I don't know what to call them on Amazon. I put in igloo and all that comes up is cooler.
How about human pod?
Human pod, igloo pod? Oh yeah, that worked.
Starring Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Right. And Anne Hathaway.
I'm just looking here. Yeah, and Amazon, you can get one from
humans in that pod.
Score by Ed Sheeran.
I wrote this song haiku style.
I don't even know what haiku. I forget what it is. 4-6. Whatever.
No, just gonna skip over the Anne Hathaway impersonation.
Yep. 100%.
$68 on Amazon.
Mm. Is that Amazon Prime? So like free returns?
Good question. Let me see if I can find it because I lost the cheapest one.
I wonder, should I do this?
I think you should.
No. Tough it out. Be a man.
It's early in his fatherhood. We are late in having kids at home. There's no point in buying one now. In fact, they weren't around when our kids started playing sports.
Did your parents have a human pod?
They did not.
No.
Well, they weren't around.
And you haven't had a human pod.
We have not had a human pod.
Go without.
The weather pod. You can get them in different colors. Navy, black. Here's one in red. Come on, Kang.
Listen, by the time your kids are really going to be playing games like that outside, Kang, we're going to be so soft as a country, they're just going to see we get canceled the games anyway, right?
Hey, we're not canceling games because we're not soft. Parents.
Not yet.
Anyway, so a shout out to the parents that are out there braving these terrible conditions.
We don't do shout outs.
No, we don't. All right, so look, because our show, Gator, I would describe us. There's a lot of descriptions, I think, people. But what you cannot say is you cannot say that we are not malleable. We will bend and we will change with the times.
Not often I bring up the term malleable.
Yeah, but I think we have...
Regarding a human.
I think we have elite malleability on this program. We can be molded.
We can change.
We have adapted.
We have adaptability.
Yes. And a big staple for pretty much the past decade was previewing the NFL draft as early as November. Perhaps even late October.
Well, depending on the team.
Yeah. We would do 4 mock drafts leading up to the actual draft. They would run 3 months from the draft, 2 months from the draft, 1 month from the draft, and then the week of the draft. And it's really the people's perfect choice for wherever the Lions pick. Well, the storylines have changed so dramatically with the Lions that we don't really have to get into the draft quite as early because we had actual playoff games to talk about in a time where we normally were previewing the next season. So let's just say it's been way more fun doing it this way. But the draft still looms in 2 weeks. Here's the other thing about the draft is I had a list of draft podcasts that I would listen to and pull stuff when it pertains to the Lions. And I've noticed that now I've gotten used to having to skip all the way to the end because they talk about all the teams at the top of the draft and we don't reside there anymore. So I have to skip all the way to the end. So why is that sad? Don't you like that?
No, I mean, it's great knowing the team's successful, but it's also, I miss the idea of, hey, can this guy fall to 8 and we can take him at 8, you know?
Well, now it's, can the guy fall to 28 and can we take him at 20?
And that's not likely.
So we're going to set up the field of players. We're going to give you the embargo list. And then we want you to tell us, we'll make our pick out of the available players. What's the perfect player for the Detroit Lions at 28? And we're going to embargo, like, Abdul Carter's not going to be there. You cannot pick Abdul Carter.
No.
You're not going to pick any of the quarterbacks. Travis Hunter is not going to be there. We've got an embargo list that's lengthy, although we're just going to include some obvious ones. And then we'll tell you who's left. And then you can make the pick for the Carson Anderson Mock Draft 1.0. We will get to our picks coming up today at 10:18. Then we want to hear from you. 248-539-9797. Tigers lose yesterday, unfortunately. Jack Flaherty with an unreal start. Just fantastic. Striking out guys left, right, and center. But offense finally sputtered. That was the first time all year, Gator, the first time that the Tigers got out hit and walked in a game all season long.
How about that?
That's pretty impressive. First time all year. But day off and then they're on the road. Red Wings play tonight, got Piston game, et cetera, et cetera. It's Carson Anderson. We'll get this Mach 1.0 going in a moment here on 97.1 The Ticket. Michigan Auto Law, they specialize only in auto and truck accidents. That's why if someone in my family or I need a lawyer for an accident, I'm sending to my guy Steve and his team over there at Michigan Auto Law. Many law firms don't specialize, but focus on many different areas of the law. But look it up. They've got the largest auto and the largest truck accident settlement of any lawyer or law firm in Michigan because Michigan Auto Law puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. There's a small mini drama playing itself out in studio here. as there is a TV malfunction. And it's all aspect ratio messed up. And everybody, every host here has taken a shot at using the remote to fix the aspect ratio on the Samsung that's up in the corner. And nobody's had success.
Because we don't have a Samsung remote.
No. But we have this universal remote. I won't go into the name of the company that it gave us a universal remote for the three televisions in here, but it is easily the worst piece of technology ever invented. And we are, unfortunately, somehow, some way, there's a matrix. There's literally a matrix that this universal remote feeds into, and we can't, we got an engineer on it right now. This is like the Da Vinci Code, man. I wish him the best of luck.
Yeah.
But we'll keep you updated throughout the day. Those of you watching
on the cryptics or something like that, that they were Da Vinci Code that they had to solve.
Yeah, something. But our engineer Robbie's in here working on it. And here's the thing. For those of you watching online, you will see Robbie working around us doing the show. And quite frankly, he is doing, he's doing God's work.
Because, he's doing the Lord's
hosts,
work, for sure.
Hosts want to watch the Masters. But anyway, so, which by the way, Gator, you said is your favorite non-Big Four sporting event?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Annual event. If it's not annual, it would probably be Ryder Cup.
Okay.
I know for others, it's probably the World Cup with soccer, but you know, for an annual event, for me, it's this.
We might develop that a little bit as a topic as the day goes on. But Gator, it's time for Carson Anderson 1.0. Okay, so it's been a while, but here's how this works. You get to make the picks, all right? We will all get it, but we'll vote, and at the end of the show, we will know the player or play. Yeah, we'll kind of have an order, what Detroit wants most to happen with the pick of 28. This is a full participation mock draft. To keep it real, we put up guardrails. There is embargoes on certain players. All the quarterbacks, they're not going to be drafted at 28. They're embargoed. Don't even try it. Travis Hunter, he's not going to be there. So we've taken him off the board. Others we've taken off the board. And there's been some debate in the office, but here's the list that we came up with. The list of players that are off the board at edge rusher, Abdul Carter, Jalen Walker, Mike Green off the board at edge rusher. Mm. Defensive tackle, Mason Graham off the board. And then the rest are kind of obvious. I mean, Ashton Gentry's off the board. The tackle, Will Campbell's off the board. Tyler Warren's off the board. Will Johnson's off the board.
Oh, you got to slow down, man.
Well, I mean, they're kind of obvious, right?
Well, I mean, perhaps, but I'm trying to write them down too so that, you know, we can help people
well,
out.
Well, how about I tell you who's on the board? Maybe that's a better way to present it. Because I do want to sort of prime the people so they understand the pool of players that they could be selecting from. At 28, we've got five edge rushers. Donovan Ezeraku out of Boston College, Mykel Williams out of Georgia, James Pierce out of Tennessee, and the two from Texas A&M, Nick Scorton and Shamar Stewart, all there for you to select at 28. We've got three defensive tackles, Kenneth Grant, Derek Harmon, and Walter Nolan. Now, let me be clear. It's obvious that not all these guys are going to be there, but we're just trying to figure out. These are all from the pool of players that could be there, and who do you think is the perfect pick? The two interior offensive linemen, Gray Sable from Nodak State and Tyler Booker from Alabama. The off-the-charts safety, Nick Imanwari from South Carolina. We threw a couple of tight ends in there. Gunnar Helm out of Texas, Terrence Ferguson out of Oregon. If you want to go wide receiver, we've got Emeka Ebuka out of Ohio State, Luther Burden out of Missouri. There are obviously other names that, you know, you if you didn't hear your guy called that you want and you think is a perfect pick, feel free.
Yeah, go off the board. If you've got somebody that you absolutely positively love and say, well, this guy's the guy.
Yep. We want to hear from you at 248-539-9797. Phone calls or ticket texts. Scott, that is the field of players. Who would you like out of that group?
If that's the field of players, then for me, the pick is in.
All right.
With the 28th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Lions select defensive tackle Derek Harmon, Oregon. I did not... I've seen him on a couple of mock drafts, so I don't expect him to be there. But if he's there, I run to the board and I run to the podium and make the pick. He is everything you want in a defensive tackle. He's a run stopper, and he also pressures the quarterback. He's a space eater. We've seen him play locally at Michigan State. We've seen him play because he's Big Ten at Oregon, and he is he shows up for the big games. He's a big time player. I like him a lot. You know, add in that he's a local kid too from Detroit. That's great. Love it. It's just a little addendum. It doesn't mean too much, but I really like this pick of Derek Harmon. I think this would be outstanding for the Lions. I know the bigger need might be defensive end, but this is where the talent just overshadows what your need is. And frankly, you're going to need a defensive tackle soon. There's no guarantees on what Aleem McNeil is going to look like when he comes back from his ACL. And DJ Reader's not going to be here for much longer. And who knows what you have with Broderick Martin. So, yeah, I think the defensive tackle position is one that needs to be addressed. And why not address it with this guy who's probably the second-best defensive tackle available in the draft? You can make your argument about Walter Nolan or Kenneth Grant, but Derek Harmon's my guy.
Okay, you mentioned the ability to pressure quarterbacks. He led all of Division I FBS football with 55 pressures from the interior of the defensive line. And the size is there, 6'5", 315. This would be a very, very attractive pick. I understand the allure. So Gator goes Derek Harmon at 28 as the perfect Detroit Lion pick in Carson Anderson Mach 1.0. Gator, the pick is in for me. With the pick at 28, I'm taking a chance. The Detroit Lions select James Pierce, edge rusher, Tennessee.
All right.
This is the first time that I see the Detroit Lions bringing somebody in and saying our culture is going to help a guy who's got those kinds of off the field questions and does he love football? And it's not that, you know, I expect Brad Holmes. These are the opposite of the kind of players they get. I just think he's too talented. If there weren't the questions and he's just going on physical traits, I think this guy is top 10 in the draft. The talent is too much to pass up. And, you know, people want that elite edge rusher opposite of Hutch. This guy has the chance to be that elite edge rusher opposite of Hutch. So, you know, the interview process is a big part of this, but there's a strong culture here in Detroit, and it's time to let the culture make an impact. And have an impact on a player that has a great strength, great speed. They talk about his bend off the edge. I think if he puts it all together, and every once in a while you got to take a chance, I'm taking that chance. James Pierce, edge rusher, Tennessee.
I like the idea of James Pierce, the position wise, and because there was so much hype about him early, and then the character issues came up on him. Looking through different scouting reports on him. One scouting report says he's a fly-by rusher. He misses plays in the backfield because he's out of control. Now, if you go back and think about Aiden Hutchinson when he was a rookie with the Lions, he was a bit like that, yep. But out of control and just nonstop motor.
He was all over the place.
He was. But I don't know if James Pierce is that same kind of guy. I don't. You know, nobody was thinking James Pierce second overall in a draft like they were with Aiden Hutchinson. So, I have a hesitation with him, but you said it's taking a chance and seeing if he can fit into the right room here. And fair enough. I'm not gonna poo-poo it. It'd be an interesting pick to see him on this team.
Here's what's crazy about him. In the last two seasons, he averaged just over 35 snaps a game defensively, which isn't a ton. His 107 pressures over the past two seasons ranked number one in the SEC, in spite of kind of being an edge rush third down guy. So I think that we're talking about an elite skill set that needs to be corralled. So that's my pick, James Pierce, edge rusher, Tennessee. Kang, you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Oh.
Who you got?
The pick is in, boys, and it is kind of like a boomer bust pick as well, Doug and Gator. My pick is defensive end, Texas A&M, Shamir Stewart. All right, so maybe a lot of people haven't heard of this guy as much as James Pierce. James Pierce is a guy I think feel like a lot of fans are starting to get familiar with now. Stewart, though, my friend, is the guy that the Lions would prefer, if you ask me. His RAS score, perfect. Tell me, have you heard this before? Do they like RAS scores?
They like RAS
scores. His athleticism and combine numbers off the charts. Now, the issue with Stewart is there was no production in college. He had literally like 1.5 sack a year, okay? But he's got the perfect size and athleticism to play in the NFL. The question is, does his game and size and coaching translate more in the NFL than it did in college? I think it does. The Lions, actually, reportedly by Ryan Fowler of the NFL Draft Network, have made a draft visit with Stewart. That tells me they're interested. They don't take these things lightly. Also, his size, he's enormous for an edge rusher, which means he could play inside as well, and he has played inside at college. The Lions love that versatility. I think he's a perfect pick at 28. You kind of taking a chance here. There's no for sure things when you're drafting that late, but I think at worst, his floor is this guy's going to be in the league for like 6, 7, 8 years. At best, you might find that perfect guy to play opposite Hutch and move him along the line depending on passing situations.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the RAS score and everything else, and he looks the part. He just, you flip on the games or you look at the end result, and it just wasn't a whole lot there with, 4.5 sacks in his career or something.
Well, the sacks, but his pressures did go up every single year in college.
And what I was going to say is a comparison that you can make, and it's not the same position, but thinking about DK Metcalf coming out of college, the wide receiver, he didn't put up fantastic numbers at Ole Miss as a wide receiver. He had 39 receptions and followed it up with a 26 reception season. And had 12 touchdowns between those 2 years. It was nothing special. And yet, how could you ignore this guy? He was 6'4", 220 pounds of solid muscle and ran a 4.3 40. There are some times you just say, I gotta go with this. I mean, I know that the stats don't match what my eyes are watching. We got to figure a way to coach this guy up and get him in the backfield in the right way, and I can understand that.
All right, people, you are on the clock. Who's the perfect pick at 28 for the Detroit Lions? We've given you the embargo list. We've told you who's out there. 248-539-9797. Take your phone calls. Tell us why. If you send us a text, tell us why you like the guy you took. Make sure you sign your text. Read a whole bunch, and we'll get to the selections. As we continue here on a Thursday, 2 weeks from the National Football League, first round of the draft from Green Bay. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, baseball is back, and Twin Peaks can't wait to host you for all your Detroit baseball action. Starting the season the way they ended it last year, there's a lot to be testy about, isn't there? Solid pitching and some spotty hitting has made this team an entertaining watch. And we've got the best week in golf starting today in Augusta, Georgia. So why not enjoy it at Twin Peaks? For starters, each lodge boasts over 50 TVs, so you'll never miss any of the strikeouts, stolen bases, or grand slams. Each lodge has upgraded their entertainment packages, boasting a numerous 98-inch televisions. For your viewing pleasure, pair that with all the coldest draft beer in the country, poured at a teeth-chattering 29 degrees in a mug that's been freezing for over 6 hours. They also feature an extensive bar with all your favorite high-end bourbons, tequilas, craft cocktails, shot specials like $4 Jack Daniels flavors. You got Screwball, you got Jose Cuervo, Devil's Reserve, available every day to jumpstart your evening. And you won't want to drink on an empty stomach. The cooks are in there at 7 a.m. to prepare tons of scratch-made favorites like the house-smoked briskets, ribs, and wings, and hand-cut New York strips. It's the ultimate man cave experience. Come see the difference today. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. All right, it's Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Update. Robbie still can't figure out the aspect ratio on the TV. This is testing his engineering knowledge. And quite frankly, I don't know. I don't know if it's an overstatement that his future employment isn't riding on this. Trying to figure this out. I suggest
you don't want to tag off, do you, Rob? You want to grab another engineer too, or you got this?
You got it. I have a belief that the universal solution for engineering issues, technical issues, should be employed, which is unplug it and plug it back in.
That's always good.
The problem is the TV where it's mounted; it's so close to the wall you can't sort of get behind it, and so it might. because the aspect ratios, I think it's in play here that we just have to get a whole new television. I think we just need to throw this thing out. I wish people could see it. It's really, really funny because it's basically we're looking about a quarter of the screen. I've never seen an aspect ratio this bad.
In all honesty, it's kind of superfluous at this point.
What, the TV?
Yeah.
For me, it's not.
Well, I mean, if you pivot, I mean,
I could watch. Yes, I could look this way, but instead, when I talk to you, it's just over your shoulder. And this is the host chair for a lot of people, and so it's the most direct monitor. Anyway, these are first world problems we're having here in studio. Okay.
Tune in for the TV throw coming up at 1:35.
We'll stream it live.
Yeah.
As we launch the TV. What was it? Lundo back in the day, didn't he destroy a computer? Or was it a fax machine or something?
No, it was a computer. He kicked the hard drive. He was so pissed one morning because the thing was so slow. It was all junked up. And that was later the computer that you
I sat
use.
Down at, and it wasn't working. It usually was pretty slow, and that particular day it was worse. And then we were throwing something out. Well, that's all.
I think it was that hard drive. That we got to beat the hell out of the hard drive outside. We took a baseball bat to it.
It was a good day.
We went all Office Space on it.
It was a good day.
And the resurrection, and boom. And then Terry was in the dumpster. Terry Foster was in the dumpster for some reason. He says, what are you guys doing? And we're like, what are you doing?
Wild day. Fair enough. 97.1. All right, here we go. Let's get to some of these picks. People are making their selections. From an unnamed texture, 28, the Detroit Lions select edge rusher JT Tuimoloau, Ohio State. Haven't heard him as a late first rounder, but
no, he's been the guy that's available in the second round and almost all the mock drafts. But early on, he was a hot name for the early mock drafts to go in the first.
Next one, Garrett Work. Pick is Kenneth Grant and re-signs Za'Darius Smith. From Dave working in Troy, with the pick at 28, the Detroit Lions select edge rusher Mykael Williams, defensive end Georgia. If he's gone, Denovan Arzuraku from Boston College would also work. But we've got two down for Mykael Williams.
Mykael Williams, 6'5", 267. And statistically, what he did this past season, of course, why wouldn't you have an ad that just posts up there? In 12 games, he had 5 sacks, 8.5 tackles for loss. In his career at 3 years at Georgia, he had 21.5 tackles for loss and 14 sacks. He's consistent 4.5, 4.5, and 5 in the 3 years he was at Georgia.
From an unnamed texter, Shamar Stewart, another one. I actually love Shamar Stewart as well, and I'm going with him as my mock pick at 28. He did have a ton of pressure this year and disrupted a lot of plays, so that actually is production. Yeah, he had 4.5 sacks in his career, which is pretty amazing that was the total. But yeah, I mean, pressuring quarterbacks is a big part of it, a huge part of it, an undervalued part of it. So are tackles for loss, by the way. I mean, if you drop a running back for a 4-yard loss or sack a quarterback for a 4-yard loss, sack gets all the attention, but TFLs are just as important. Another one here. I will take anybody at 28 except Kang's brother, who he picked. What is that?
I'm not related to the guy. I like him a lot. That's all.
Wow.
I think I'm not doing anything favors for any family here.
He thinks that you're
and he says
you like
perfect RAS score, guys.
It was a perfect RAS score. The pick is in. The Detroit Lions select Derek Harmon at 28. That's from Brendan in a car. You know, I mean, you made the compelling argument for Harmon, and I have no argument against it. It's a fantastic pick. It's a position of need. You want to know something really weird? You ever have a dream and you wake up and realize, okay, that was just a dream? I had a dream that Aleem McNeil was not coming back from the injury. And there was talk about him never playing ever again. And I'm like, oh my God, they got to replace Aleem McNeil too? But it was just a dream. Dare I say, Gator, a nightmare.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to hear that.
Ron writes in, my order of whose pick I like the most. 1, Kang, 2, Gator, 3, Doug. My name is Ron. Thank you, Ron. 248-539-9797.
One thing with these pressure stats, it's always hard because you can't find pressure stats. It's like a Pro Football Focus thing, or it's really hard to have like a definitive list. Oh, yeah, I had 17 pressures in that one game or whatever. I mean, I don't. it's not a real definitive statistic. My man.
Robbie got it done.
Who the man?
Dare we ask what the issue was? How'd you figure it out? It was, yeah, but how'd you get
into it?
You got that universal remote.
You got the
to
remote
work.
To work, huh?
Oh, the Da Vinci Code has been solved. Congratulations to Robbie. He stays in.
Mankind is saved.
Yep.
It's actually a really good picture.
Yeah, we got the Masters on now. All right, more of your feedback coming in here regarding the perfect pick of players. Of that pool of players, I would take Derek Harmon. However, I'd be very tempted to take Imanwari, knowing he will likely be able to extend either he won't be able to likely extend either Kirby or Branch because of the salaries they'll get. That's from Tim and Lapierre. And that is a play here.
That's a wild card player, man. This is a guy that just wowed everybody with everything. Actually, what he did on the field, he was all over the place. But you know, the off the field stuff with the RAS score, mm-hmm. through the roof.
Yep,
he's got size and speed. He'd be a really big safety, but he'd be an undersized linebacker. He's one of those tweener guys.
Yep.
But man, the sky's the limit of what his potential is.
So you know what?
Like Isaiah Simmons.
Here's the thing, too, and that person's right, and I give him credit for taking this into consideration. And this is why we're in a completely different era as it pertains to the draft. We have to draft thinking about future contracts. Like he's talking about taking Imanwari, the safety out of South Carolina, who had off the charts RAS score, as you mentioned. But why is he thinking about that? Because he's worried they won't be able to extend either Kirby or Branch. We put tight ends on this list because of concerns about being able to extend. Sam Laporta. It's the fact is the Lions have too many good players, and if you watch how it happens, like Philly won a Super Bowl and it's awesome for them and you got it, but they lost four or five guys that I'm sure they wanted to hang on to but couldn't afford any longer. Same thing's going on in San Francisco because they're war chesting to sign Brock Purdy, and they've had expensive players to pay. So, you know, if you look at this. We have to look at the draft as the replenishing, also as the replenishing of contracts that, you know, are going to be up here soon. It's a weird new world we're living in, Scott Anderson.
It is.
Who's a perfect pick? It's Carson Anderson, 1.0. One of our local teams just made an announcement. I think it's something people are going to want to get on board. We'll get to that announcement today at 11:02 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, check out these spring savings at Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. Lease a new 2025 Chevy Equinox LT for just $289 a month for 36 months. With $1,999 down, $289. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke in Sterling Heights, 87-SAY-SARAH or saysarah.com. Together, let's drive with GM employee discount and lease in the household, 10,000 miles per year plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends at the end of the month. Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We'll set the table here real quick one more time. Then we'll get to an announcement one of the local teams just made. I think it's kind of cool. I think it's something people are going to want to be aware of. That coming up today at 11:02. Carson Anderson, Mach 1.0. We got a field of players here, and you can go off the board. We've embargoed a bunch of players, but who's the perfect pick at 28? Most of these names we've seen on the board in a mock draft. Many of them we've taken off just because they're showing up before the Lions pick way too frequently. And then there's ones that were never in play, like Abdul Carter and Jalen Walker. But we got Mike Green off the board. We are allowing at the edge rusher spot, Donovan Azaraku, Mikel Williams, James Pierce, Nick Scort, and Shamar Stewart. The defensive tackles, Kenneth Grant, Derek Harmon, Walter Nolan. Interior offensive linemen, Gray Zabel and Tyler Booker. Nick Imanwari, the safety out of South Carolina. If you want to go tight end, Gunnar Helm and Terrence Ferguson are there. Wide receivers, Emeka Ebuka and Luther Burden. We had somebody go off the board and go edge rusher JT Tuumoalau. Who do you like at 28? Who's the perfect pick? 248-539-9797. Kevin is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Kevin.
Hey to you all.
Hello, hey, Kev.
Hi, guys. Hey, guys, defense wins championships, but I'm picking Tyler Booker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I say that because they've lost Zeitler, Ragnow, Decker.
They're getting older.
They're injury prone. I hate to. I know you shouldn't be drafting for depth necessarily at 28, but those guys are missing time. Glasgow's older too. I think this would be a good move. Get the 5-year player. And I love the idea of, if the price is right, go re-sign Za'Darius Smith. I think he'll raise hell opposite of Hutch.
Well, let me tell you, I'll start with you. You opened with a premise I no longer believe, and that is that defense wins championships. If you look at sort of recent seasons, it's been the elite offenses that have been advancing to the playoffs. They're more predictive of success and getting to the playoffs. Now, this year was a little different. This year, defense kind of made a rebound. But with that said, Kevin, it totally makes sense. Like, they're between Ragnow and Glasgow, and you got outside, you've got Decker, who's got a money due soon that they might choose to decline. They might get out of his contract. And it's an offensive line that may need to be rebuilt and rebuilt quickly. And so you're not that far off.
I don't think rebuilt is the right way to look at it. I just think you need players, because the same thing that happened on the defense last year could happen on the offense this year, because the history is there. And if you got a young kid coming in and you got him on that first round contract, I'm a believer in defense. I love defense. I think obviously defense did hold him back last year, but and I hear what you're saying.
Well, when I use the term rebuilt, I don't mean it needs to be rebuilt in 2025. It's going to need to be rebuilt, because I don't think Decker's going to be here for the next portion of his contract. Graham Glasgow and Frank Ragnow are probably near the end. So I think over the next few years, it's going to need to be rebuilt. And you can start by drafting an interior offensive lineman now.
I mean, Frank Ragnow's missed 4 games in the last 3 years, right? Yep. I mean, we know he plays through pain. I wouldn't call him injury prone. Taylor Decker's missed 5 games in the last 3 years. Now, he's had other seasons where he's missed more time, but in the last 3 years, it hasn't been much. I just take offense to calling them injury prone. What I will say is they're both obviously advanced players in terms of their career, and you have to start thinking about, you know, the next guys. I have no issue with that, and I have no issue with the pick. The only thing I said is that I take issue when you start calling somebody injury prone, when that really isn't the case over the last 3 years.
I will say this about Tyler Booker, and I've said it a bunch, so I apologize for those that have heard this before, but he is the most liony guy out there. I think this, if the interviews matter, if your football love of the game, if you want intangibles that fit the Lions room, Tyler Booker, interior offensive lineman, Alabama, is the most liony prospect out there.
I have no problem with the Lions drafting offensive linemen at some point during the draft. I do raise an eyebrow if it's in the first round, though, guys. I mean, if they draft a guard in the first round, it tells me, and just my personal opinion, that maybe they're not so sure about Graham Glasgow moving forward. Has he starting to deteriorate and go backwards, his production? Maybe they're not sure Mahogany's ready, Manu's ready, you know, things like that. I just start raising an eyebrow if you use a first-round pick on a guard. Because I think they love Decker. Clearly, they love Sewell. And, offensive linemen are going to get dinged up. I mean, Holmes has said it. You know, find me a guy that's playing 17 games every year. It's tough. That doesn't happen in the league anymore. So I think you get your depth offensive linemen, like, in the second round and beyond. But using a first-round one, I'm like, ooh, how do they feel about the guards they have?
Yeah, that would be a valid question. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Chris and Flint. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Chris.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
The guy I would take the safety from South Carolina.
Emanuari.
That kid he's huge, he's fast, and he's more like a linebacker, but he can cover. They could have a whole lot of fun with that guy.
Well, he is a all over the field kind of player. He is a willing run stopper. Like, if you want a guy that makes plays in the run game out of the secondary, he's that kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he He really is. And the off the charts RAS score, there are some questions about, you know, whether or not he does love the game. But I, you know, those things can get answered in interviews and background checks. So yeah, I'm thinking that this guy, absolutely could be the pick.
Yeah. For the simple reason, the guy run what, a 4.3 at 235 pounds and 6'3" Yeah. And you're telling me he's a safety?
Yeah, he's. I mean, the measurables are incredible.
4.38 was his 40 time. Yeah,
4.38 Yeah, yeah. Hey, I should. I could only hope. You know,
I completely understand.
I mean, if you get a guy like that, it's like, where do you play him? You play him. You want to play him every down, and you just put him wherever you want on the field. But you run the risk of, you know, being a jack of all trades, but a master of none.
Next up, from Terrell at work, the Detroit Lions select defensive tackle Derek Harmon. Lions absolutely need interior pass rush, especially with McNair out maybe half the season. If Harmon's skill translates to the NFL, you don't need great ends, just decent ones. Oh, and they've already got a great one. The Harmon pick would be a great pick. There's no doubt about it.
That's my guy.
Tyler in Royal Oak says the 2025 Detroit Lions select James Pierce Jr., Tennessee, elite talent that will give any offensive line trouble.
Yeah, I just hope he doesn't give the team trouble.
Blake from the Upper Peninsula, Donovan Jackson, guard, Ohio State. Okay.
Want to go interior offensive lineman? You could do a lot worse. He's very highly thought of. And I've seen him mocked the Lions a number of times at 28.
248-539-9797. Get
he's
your
a guy
pick
who played. In. I'm sorry, Doug. He's a guy it's who okay. played tackle at Ohio State this past year. He's a natural guard, but swung out to tackle because of injuries, right?
They had a bunch of injuries on their offensive line, and eventually, yeah, I think he was the one that ended up at tackle. So
he's actually pretty good at tackle as well, but positional, guard is where he should be at.
Positional versatility is something that I think is way more valued in the league than we ever think about. I mean, we bring it up, but I think the Lions especially love positional versatility. So 248-539-9797. All right, get your pick in for Carson Anderson 1.0. We'll take him throughout the show. There are other things to talk about today, including Gator makes a prediction on what is going to be the next big TV show. We'll get to that today at 11:35. 248-539-9797. Just a reminder, you can stream the show using the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Then you can listen to this program and all the shows here on 971 The Ticket anywhere in the United States. You can also stream through our website, 971theticket.com, where the Birch Kid and Evan, responsible for great content. You can stream with video. Go to twitch.tv, where people were watching as our engineer Robbie in the background fixed our televisions here. We do appreciate it very much. Stream through twitch.tv and youtube.com. Go to the search bar at the top, type in 971 The Ticket, and you can participate in the streaming chat on both those sites and make your picks there, like Red Wing 2244 did. I feel like if Derek Harmon is available at 28, you have to take him. Some mocks have him going in the high teens. They do. It's interesting, the variability that you see with him. But yeah, I get it. Derek Harmon would be a great pick.
You don't see a ton of him going after 28.
No.
And you don't see a ton of him going even at 28 itself. It's like he's a guy that you see a lot of 15 to 25 range.
Anyway, you can get your comments in on the Twitch and YouTube streams as well. All right, local team made an announcement. I think people are going to want to get on board with this. We'll get to that at 11:05 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.